from our heart, living from our core, living from our power, we all get more. We are powerful women.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Heart and Soul Summit. I'm Sue Erta. I'm your host for this event. I am so grateful. I know I keep saying that. I am so grateful to be able to interview all of these amazing women who are the co-authors of the Heart and Soul Anthology book. And they're just awesome. I love them. I've talked to every single one of them. I've read their stories in the book. And they're doing really great work in the world. And they are here today to talk to you. And throughout this summit, they're here to talk to you about things they've learned in their own life, things they practice, and things they bring into their life so that they can feel more heart-centered, so they can live that soul-inspired life that we all would like to live. They're following their passion, they're living their dreams, and they're living on purpose. And that's what they're here today to do, is to be on purpose with you, to help you discover perhaps your purpose and how to do things in your life so you feel better along the way. And today I get the honor of talking with Kat Hoyer. She is one of these incredible women I just mentioned. I love her topic, how to steer your life and think your way to stress less. Which I know that's probably why you're here, right? Stress less? Who doesn't want that? So I'm excited to have her talk with you. But first I'm going to read a brief introduction, and then we will bring Kat on with us. Kat Hoyer is the creator of Steer Your Life Coaching and founder of SYLC, Silk Consulting. After a series of unexpected detours in her life, Kat was determined to step into the driver's seat again and learn from these experiences in a way that could help others. And she created the proprietary process known as STEER. Kat has also developed Silk certification curriculum for other coaches and leaders that allows them to utilize this proprietary process with their own clients and teams. Silk Consulting is headquartered in Akron, Ohio, with associates in Miami and San Antonio, and they are growing. And I'm really happy to present to you today and talk with Kat Hoyer. Kat, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, me too. I do like talking to you, and I love the concept that you have for your business and how you brought it around this whole cool thing about steering your life, like steering your car. And you always put cool car pictures. I've seen cool car pictures that you post on Facebook because I'm into cool cars too, so I like that. So, Kat, I understand, though, that you have this background in human resources. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Sure. So I actually started out in retail as a store manager, but I loved the aspect of working with the employees, developing the employees, and I learned that that was the HR aspect. So I went into recruiting first as a stepping stone into HR. So I spent about 15 years in the HR space, working everywhere from a small mom and pop startup companies to global organizations.
Wow, so that's a very diverse group of people that you're working with. So you probably learned a lot in working with those different sizes of companies.
I did, yes. And it was, you know, it was different everywhere I worked in terms of the responsibility and how much I took on. If I was an island of one, I had to take on a lot of responsibility. But if I was part of the global companies, then the duties were split up a lot more. But the one thing that remained the same that was consistent no matter where I was that I was working with people. At the end of the day, it's people that make up these organizations. And I love working with people and getting to know them. So that was something that I just thoroughly enjoyed no matter what the setting was.
Yeah, that's great. And I agree with you. It's all about people. Life is all about people and the connections we have with them. So that's great. So how did you then go from human resources to owning your own business?
It's a great question. I get asked that a lot. I actually refer to myself in the setting that I'm in now as a recovering HR manager, and that always gets a chuckle out of people when I say that. And then they make that mean different things from the fact that maybe HR was so bad that I had to recover from it, but that's not the case. It's just it's in my blood, and it's I don't know that it will ever go away with my – I don't know that I want it to go away – my connection with people. But the reason I started my own business, I actually think the universe was screaming at me. It started out just kind of whispering. I was downsized from my dream job. And then I found another job still in the HR arena, and in less than a year, I was downsized from that one as well, and went to find another one. So I was downsized 3 times in 3 years, and
oh, wow.
Really, after the third time, I thought, okay, it's time to start my own business. It's something that I've wanted to do for a really long time. So I started out, a natural progression for me was to start out as a career coach, and I built that business on referrals. It's just from the recruiting side, things came very naturally to me and had a great success rate of helping people find positions and find their dream job, which was super exciting. But I always knew that I was going to move into life coaching. I didn't quite know where it was going to take me. As I was in the middle of my certification program was when I created the STEER process. And then from there, I created the SILK certification that you mentioned.
Wow, that's great. And so now how long have you had your own business and been doing the career coaching and the life coaching all together? How long have you been doing that?
I've been doing it for 5 years now. So I started out in the career coaching, and then the SILK consulting is something we just started just a few months ago, actually. And what we do, this is really the lion's share of what we do in our company, is to go into organizations and teach their employees the STEER model. And then we teach all kinds of different, we incorporate the STEER model into all of our, we do workshops, monthly lunch and learns. And it's everything from how to forgive yourself and other people, dealing with toxic people, work-life balance, all types of different things that people are dealing with. And again, kind of what I mentioned before, we have, you know, what makes up organizations is people, and all of these people have a life outside of work, but it actually affects what's happening in work. You know, I mentioned before, the common denominator with everything was people, and people were dealing with divorces, with deaths, with trying to find that work-life balance, parents, kids, all those types of things. So that was, you know, that's our driving force right now, is to help them learn to coach themselves through these life situations.
Yeah. You know, that's great. I love that corporations are more open to this. I don't think, you know, 10, 15, 30 years ago, they were doing this. They were mostly all about the money and could the company function, forgetting that they needed to take care of their people first. So have you found that it's pretty easy to get into these corporations, these companies, and have you take care of their people for them?
Yeah, and I don't know that I would say that it's easy to get in, but they are becoming much more receptive. When we use the term emotional intelligence, they get their ears perk up because they understand an emotionally intelligent team is a more productive team. They understand when they invest in their employees, they're going to get results like retention and, you know, higher productivity. The company, the culture, the morale is going to be better, the engagement that companies have. So I do think that most companies or many companies are much more open to it because they understand the impact that a happy, emotionally healthy employee has on their bottom dollar.
Yep, that's great. I love that. I love that. So, okay, so let's talk about STEER. What does STEER mean, and how did you come up with it?
So STEER is an acronym, and it actually stands for Situation, Thought, Emotion, Execution, and Results. And it's actually based on cognitive behavioral therapy, which is a therapy that really helps people understand their emotions and their thoughts. And then also dialectical behavioral therapy, which is a radical acceptance of your emotions. So we incorporate both of those into a process that's really easy to access in a split second. Once you learn it, and we'll talk a little bit later about think and how you learn to understand your thoughts, but once you learn how to do it, we have people that we call power steerers, that once they get they get used to doing it, you can literally steer in a split second, and eventually it starts to change how your brain is wired, so that you no longer, those, we call them detours, roadblocks, speed bumps that you used to deal with in life, you just kind of go over them, and you look in your rearview mirror and you're like, wow, I just navigated that without having, you know, this whole big detour that I used to have, because it literally changes the neural pathways in our brain and helps them form in a way that steer is just, once you learn it, it's how you start to think. And the way I came up with it, it's so exciting. I get super excited talking about it. And the way I came up with it was, I mentioned I was in the certification program for coaching, for life coaching. And I thought, wow, this is a great model. Unfortunately, it's not teaching people how to handle their own issues. They'd have to continue to come back to me and have me work with them, which is a, you know, great for marketing, great for business, just not great for my life philosophy. I'm a huge believer in, you know, teaching people to fish instead of giving them a fish. So this, as I ask for guidance on how can I do this, I was introduced to a lot of different thought leaders that talked about how your thoughts create your emotions. And one day I was sitting at my kitchen table and I was playing, I think in terms of letters, a lot of times words, I see words, and to me it was what I call a divine download. I was able to look at this model, and it spelled out the word steer, and we use all kinds of different car analogies, from RPMs to idle to, like I said, the speed bumps, roadblocks, and detours. We talk about potholes and all those things, but it's stuff that it's really, really relatable. And again, I feel like this was a gift from God. I feel like it was a divine download, and each time we add to the program that fits into this whole theme of steering and driving, it's pretty exciting when the process starts. Now I recognize it and say, ooh, I think I'm going to be getting a divine download, and I just kind of pay really close attention to what's happening with my thoughts, because I think this is through me, not of me.
I love that. I got chills when you were talking about that, because I think that you obviously have the ability to also listen to that. Your openness is there, so that you're ready and open, and then you bring it to the world, and it's just beautiful. That's so awesome. So I know you have another acronym that you work with, and we're going to talk about that. So can you tell us, how can people think their way to less stress?
Yeah, so this is one of my favorites, and this is really how people get started in the program. Think is, you know, this entire process, the steer process, is all about understanding our thoughts. We have over 80,000 thoughts a day, yet most of us have absolutely no idea what we're thinking. So think really helps you understand what you're thinking and really gets you intimately familiar with those thoughts, and it helps you then start the process of steering. So what we do in our program is we use the acronym THINK, and we ask ourselves, is it true, helpful, inspiring, necessary, and kind? And 9 times out of 10, when someone has a thought and they ask that first question, is this true, we can say no. We don't really have any empirical data that says that this is true. I'm making up an entire scenario in my mind. And one of our favorite questions to ask in Silk Consulting is, what are you making that mean? So we realize, oh, yeah, I'm telling myself an entire story that's not even true. So if people start to question their thoughts, then they can start to challenge them. And the one thing that I ask people to do is challenge them in a way, challenge them with curiosity and never judgment. It's really easy to start to judge ourselves. Why would I think that? But instead it can be like, I wonder why I'm thinking that. So there's a way that we can challenge our thoughts and not get too critical of ourselves. And I will also say that THINK is not mine. It was something that I saw probably on Pinterest or something, and it was the I've seen some posters of it. THINK, the way I've seen it is that people say THINK before you speak, and I say THINK about what you're thinking about.
Hey, that's what I say. That exact phrase. Think about what you're thinking about.
It's right. True.
I say
because
that
most
often.
People don't.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I love that. You know, it's about that conscious awareness, right? So we're bringing this, and what you're talking about, I know you're talking to companies, and it's about emotional intelligence. It's also a spiritual kind of journey, isn't it, Kat? Whenever they start talking about, you talk about the steer model and what that does, and you talk about this think model, these questions about your brain, isn't that, I don't know, isn't that kind of trusting in what is out there for us beyond, you know, what's innate in us and what's out there for us? Beyond just, you know, the everyday, here's the five things you need to do today. You know, it's more spiritual, I guess, is what I'm saying, this quest, right, for getting more in touch with what we're thinking about.
It is. And the cool thing about STEER, the thing that I like about STEER, is that it is really approachable no matter what your belief system is. So we have people, you know, everywhere from you know, a little bit more spiritual like I am, like you are, to really strong in their Christian faith, to people who are more, you know, what I would consider logical and don't necessarily look at the things from the spiritual standpoint. And it really fits for all of them. That said, when we start to really pay attention to what we're thinking, that spiritual awakening that happens with the majority of people is something that I really enjoy just kind of sitting back and watching, because it happens different for everyone. And I make sure not to get involved in any way other than to support them and cheer quietly on the sidelines.
I love that. Well, we all want our coach to cheer for us, right? I think that's great. I love that you're doing that. Yeah. So let's talk about STEER and some practical results that you've had. So what's the biggest impact you would say that you've seen STEER have on people that you've worked with?
Oh, there's been so many exciting stories of ways that people have, from, you know, just little situations of, I handled, you know, maybe like a mother-daughter relationship, I handled this better, or, you know, I was able to steer my way into understanding a difficult person in my life. But probably the one that still just, even just the anticipation of telling you this, I got a little lump in my throat about it. There was an individual that was working actually with another Silk certified coach, so it wasn't even my my client. But I did get to meet her. I did get to hug her and got to hear her tell the story. But she had been in a 13-year abusive relationship and had tried to leave several times. Her sister actually is a therapist, and her sister called the coach and said, I don't know what you've taught her, but she was able to do something. You were able to help her do something that I wasn't able to help her do all of these years. And the coach said, I didn't do it, she did it. You know, and that's the thing. It is the person that's taking those steps that gets to understand what they're thinking, challenge those thoughts, and start to get some different results. Because it's really one of my favorite quotes is, I went from stressed to blessed, and the only thing I changed was my mind. And it really is as simple as changing our thoughts. Now, that said, it's simple but not easy, and because we change our thoughts, there's a domino effect of it changing, you know, our actions and ultimately our results. But that was my favorite when I heard that so far. That was the most powerful result that I've heard, and she is happy and thriving and doing amazing. I follow her on social media and cheer quietly on the sidelines, so it's pretty exciting to see.
That's awesome. And what have your corporate clients said to you about this after you've gone in and you've done some programs with their people? What have they said to you?
Most of them have, like I said, they've seen the results of their employees helping each other. This is something that individuals, instead of jumping to conclusions, they will actually kind of think through, you know, their thought process. But one of the things that happens, the feedback that I get the most is that employees will actually work with each other and say, hey, have you steered this situation? And they will sit down with the STEER model and go through it and help each other. So it is one of those things that you learn that no matter what, you want to start sharing it with other people. I've seen parents teach their kids, spouses, they go home and teach their spouses. So this is, it creates a sense of community when people know this and can kind of speak this language. And so they help each other. That's pretty exciting to see and hear about.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love it. And I hope our listeners have been taking notes like I have been. My little paper here is drawn on and written on all over the place. And, you know, I personally am going to use that acronym, that THINK. That's something that is great. Yes. Everything can go through those gates of, is it true? Is it helpful? Is it inspiring? Necessary? Is it kind? Oh, I love all those words. It's beautiful. And I know that all our listeners can do that right now on their own. But I would love for them to be in touch with you, and I know you have a gift for them. So will you please tell us about that gift? And also how they can reach out to you and learn more about you.
Sure, yes. It actually all goes kind of hand in hand. The gift is this THINK challenge, and we like to call it What the Heck Are You Thinking? And it allows people to really understand their thoughts, and if there are thought patterns, if there are negative thoughts, positive thoughts. I actually have a group of people doing it right now, and one of the individuals said, you know what, I'm not quite as negative as I thought I was. We've had other people that understand, they start to understand that their negative thoughts maybe take place with certain people, or they start to realize when they're very present and when they're thinking about the past or the future. So this THINK challenge helps you get intimately familiar with your thoughts and thought patterns, and then it helps you to start to challenge those a little bit with that acronym. And they can get this, they can download it on our website. And the easiest way is to just, my website is kathoyer.com. It's kathoyer.com. And that takes you to the Silk website where the challenge is on there.
I love it. That's great. The THINK challenge, What the Heck Are You Thinking? It's beautiful and fun. It sounds like a great, great way to bring our consciousness to this. That's awesome. Well, Kat, this has been a pleasure, and I've really enjoyed meeting you through this whole process. I love your story in the book. I know that it's going to be an unexpected thing for people to read. Once they read your story, they're going to think, wow, this woman is, she's been through a lot, and now she's doing this. This is awesome. And they're going to want to read that story of yours, and I appreciate that you shared it in this Heart and Soul book. And I really appreciate the information you shared today. Like you said, this is simple stuff, but it's not easy. So I know that there are people that want to stress less in their lives, and so I hope they bring it into their lives. But I just want to thank you for everything and for being a part of this and bringing your beautiful energy to us.
Thank you. It's been an honor, and I've been so excited to get to know some of the other authors and you. This has been an incredible experience. I'm truly honored to be a part of it.
Awesome. And listeners, you know, we're happy that you are a part of this as well. We know that you're here on this summit because you want to make some changes in your life. You're into personal growth. You're into this heart and soul living. You want to feel more inspired in your life. You want to live from that heart space. So thank you for listening. I know that all these practices and lessons that these authors are teaching us through this summit and through the book are really going to help you in your life, and that's why we're doing this. So continue to listen to the summit. Be sure to buy the book on launch day, which is November 14th. And when you buy that book on Amazon on launch day and you come back to our website and enter your Amazon receipt number, you'll be able to receive and access gifts from our authors and partners, which is awesome. So, yes, the book in itself is great, but once you get those bonus gifts along with it, you're going to love it. So be sure to do that. Treat yourself. This is great for you, and I appreciate you listening. I appreciate your energy. I wish all of you a beautiful, wonderful day.
Living from our heart, living from our core.